USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A random shooting inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night killed three people and wounded three more. Police said today that behind the trigger was a serviceman on active duty in the U.S. Army.
The suspect that was taken into custody has been identified as 37-year-old Duke Webb. Mr. Webb is a resident of the state of Florida. He is a current active military member, and we are in contact with the U.S. Army regarding his military status.
Rockford Police Chief Dan O'Shea says the upstairs bar was operating within COVID restrictions with a limited number of people. Federal agents have raided the home of 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, a person of interest in the Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville that injured three people, damaged dozens of buildings, and set cars and property ablaze. Investigators are looking into reports that he was paranoid with 5G. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The chess game over the COVID relief and government spending bill continues. President Donald Trump appears no closer to signing the bill that was passed by Congress last week. The president has said he wants more money for Americans and less going to foreign countries. Unemployment aid has expired and a government shutdown is looming. Lawmakers are imploring him to sign it.
President Trump not signing the bill because it contains what he calls a measly $600 stimulus check for each American. Trump wants $2,000 checks. Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey tells Fox News Sunday Trump should realize you never get everything you want.
Look, if it were just the freestanding government funding bill, I would almost certainly be voting against that, but I think the COVID relief measures are really, really important.
Senator Toomey says Trump should sign the bill and work on a bigger stimulus check as a standalone measure.
That's USA Radio's Mike Fortier. The bill would keep the federal government operating through September. The president must act by Tuesday to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The spy scandal involving Congressman Eric Swalwell remains front and center. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continue to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to that committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. It seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of his past, if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. If the FBI went to Eric Swalwell and told him about this, and knew of this woman, why was she never arrested? And why did the FBI basically just sweep this under the carpet?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first cases of the new variant of coronavirus have been detected in Portugal. Health officials say the strain is linked to a rapid rise in infections in Britain. It was detected on an island and travelers who arrived from the United Kingdom. Portugal last week closed its borders to travelers from the UK. Also, Japan has banned all foreign nationals who are not residents of Japan from entering the country starting Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.